Today's a particular stupid Dave mode today, isn't it?
It's tired Wednesday.
I was in bed at 9:30 last night.
Oh, that's why, too much sleep.
Well, is it?
Do you want me to wake you up? We can wake your brain up, Dave. You know, we're just doing some maths with you. This is great for anyone who's in the car on the way to work, sitting on a bus or a train. Dave is funny when it comes to maths, and we all like to point our fingers at him and laugh, because it's great, because we feel better about ourselves.
But, you know, I might suffer, as many people have said, from dyscalculia, which is like dyslexia for people with numbers.
But you don't.
You don't know that. It might be a disability that
What's 8 plus 5?
8 plus 5 is 12. 13.
I'm not as bad as you then, Dave.
13.
So there is a certain brand of there's a Nintendo DS with brain training memory game.
DS stand for dipstick.
Yeah, and on there is a very simple, you know, maths game. Anyway, we've got a machine and got the game. We're just going to charge the machine up, and then later on the show, live, you're going to do live sums.
Yeah.
Now, the temptation to get an 8-year-old child on the phone to battle against you is so tempting.
Yeah.
But then if I do that, I'll be humming Are You Smarter Than a 10-year-old, that awful theme tune from that show on Sky.
You know, highlighting a 20-year age gap between me and this child, I don't think is...
Sure.
You know, I don't think it's going to be great entertainment.
Not even 20, is it, Dave?
Well, it's nearly 20.
Right.
I'm rounding it up.
So we'll do that later on. Dave, doing live sums on Radio 1.
Rachel, also...
This is why the show is massive, Rachel. We relate to our audience.
Live maths.
She also
live
suggested maths. I do my GCSE maths again. But technically, I've done it 3 times, though, now. Because I did it once with you, and I did it twice on my own in school.
Yeah, we did it in work, didn't we? Mm. We did a GCSE exam
at
Radio 1 for some bizarre reason. I don't even know what I got, but I imagine I failed.
No,
I think
well,
I did...
Well, failed as in... I didn't get a C or above.
I got an A.
I can't actually remember.
I think I did worse the last time than I did on my retake after when I did it when I was proper age. Does that make sense?
No.
Simon on the M25. No, mate. Dave isn't going to do maths live on the air. He's doing maths. I just want to clear that up. You know, right, to get the listening figures up, Dave's going to drink maths live on the air. No, that's not what we're doing.
That's not how we connect with
maths.
The audience.
It's 5 plus 9.
5 plus 9 is 14.
I love the question.
What?
5 plus 9,
you say.
14. 5 plus 5.
10.
Plus 5.
15.
Plus 5.
20.
Plus 4.
24.
Plus 5.
29.
Plus 3.
32.
Times 2.
64.
See?
See, it's not that difficult.
Minus 11.
64 minus 11, you say? That'll be 53.
Right, so later on the air, live maths with an A. Took a ride. 7:28. Right, we're charging up the Nintendo, Dave. We just switched it on, charged up for a little bit, and then we're going to load the game up. We just switched it on. I don't know if anyone's got one who's listening. It says choose a language.
English.
What language are we going to have, Rachel? Should we choose Spanish just to freak Dave out? And then she looked at me and her face dropped. She went, that wouldn't really make any difference with numbers, though, would it?
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
The number 4 in Spanish looks very similar to the number 4 in English.
Almost identical. Mm.
Dave was doing live maths on the show in the next half hour. That was Mika. Relax, take it easy. Mika!
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.
Let's get some news and sport. Dominic first with the news at 7:32.
Exactly 7:36.
You might get a reprieve. Reprieve, is that right?
Mm.
Yeah. Because Rachel's struggling to actually get the game started.
Oh, really?
It's brain training, but we're not sure how to press start.
We can't turn it on.
I'm just trying to find the maths bit.
Well, we'll sort it out.
I'm ready for my test whenever you are.
All right.
Does it do like
two plus two?
Four.
Oh, God, he's getting better already.
Yeah.
Because we've got that and we got obsessed by it at Christmas. It was my niece Megan's and we all played it, all the family. She didn't get a look in.
Can you set it up then? Do you know how to get the maths?
Theirs was already up and running, so we just kind of turned it on and said start game.
It's just finding the maths bit on the game.
Because we had a different one that had like loads of there was a maths element, but it was loads of different things. We were quite rubbish, actually. It's quite embarrassing.
I think you're showing yourselves up to be silly now.
Well, maybe we picked too early because we're on more brain training rather than just brain training.
I can do more.
Really?
Mm.
All right.
Well, we should just do some brain training.
We'll sort it out, Dave.
We could just get a maths teacher on the line.
Or a 10-year-old child.
Do what you want. I'm here to bat all your maths balls.
Out cue there. Balls. Well, we'll get it sorted. Right, meanwhile, I'm going to play... let's play a record. I know, crazy, right? Good morning, gone in Scotland. Simple Plan, When I'm Gone, on Radio 1. How are you feeling, Dave?
Fine, thank you.
Do you want to have a go at this...
Have you worked it out yet?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, we're going to have a test and see if the test works. If okay. Then we'll have a proper test.
You tell me what I need to do and I'm here.
Okay. Well, let's move you to this microphone.
Okay.
To Rachel's mic. No, don't move them there. Move them back. What's the point of moving the mic? Rachel, just move the microphone to where you were sitting. Okay, you there?
Yeah.
Right, so we're going to test your maths live on the air. You have the machine in front of you?
I do.
Okay. Have you used one of these before?
Nope.
Okay. So read on the left-hand screen and read everything out loud from now on, and we'll just see how you get on.
Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Enter one of the mathematical symbols into the box.
Right. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay, so it's going to give you a sum, but it's going to leave out the symbol.
Oh, I see.
So, for example, it'll say 2... blank 2 equals 4, so you would write...
2 plus 2 equals
that's 4. That's right. So if it was 5 blank 1 equals 4, you would put in the box.
Minus.
Minus. If it's 7 blank 8 equals 56...
times.
Right. And if it was 10 something 5 equals 2...
divided.
Right.
Okay, I'm with you.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little test now for it. By the way, anybody with an IQ over 5, this may seem obvious to you, but trust me with Dave.
Do I actually draw in what I think it is in the box?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. So, the first equation says 2 something 8 equals 10, so obviously that's plus.
Right, no, that's just an example.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so now press...
more?
Yeah, press more. No, press it again. Touch it, Dave.
Touching it. Next.
Write the symbol there in the thing.
Plus.
No, dude, what are you doing? Give it here. What's wrong with you?
Look.
Give me the pen.
Show me.
Completely goes into.
I know how to do the maths. I just can't work the maths machine.
Right. See there?
Yeah.
Now I've done that.
Press here to start.
Press here to start.
Okay. Press here then.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Go.
Go.
Now read everything out.
2 something 1 equals 3 plus.
What?
Where'd you write it?
What? Did you write it there?
Oh, right.
So 2 something 3 equals 3, so it's.
Plus.
Right, correct.
5 something 9 equals 45 times.
Correct.
6 something 7 equals 13 is plus. 6 something 2 equals 12 times.
Right.
7 something 5 equals 12 plus.
Yeah.
6 something 4 equals 2 minus.
Think this is easy?
Yeah.
Okay.
6 something 9 equals 15 plus. 8 something 3 equals 5 minus.
Well done.
5 something 8 equals 40 times.
Yeah.
72 something 8 equals 9. Divide. 7 something 6 equals 13 plus. 6 something 5 equals 1. Minus 8 something 6 equals 14 plus 1 something 3 equals 3 times 4 something 1 equals 5 plus 2 something 5 equals 10 times 5 something 3 equals 2 subtract 32 something 4 equals 8 divide 8 something 7 equals 15 times how long does this game go on for 30 something 5
by the way it was plus
oh yeah plus that's what I meant. Yeah, there you go.
All right, well done.
So?
What did you get?
I got a new record.
What's a new machine, Dave? It's the first time it's been used.
It's still flashing new record.
1 minute 18.
1 minute 38.
One, so 20 second penalty, 1 minute 38.
Yeah, that's good, right?
Right, well done.
Thank you.
Now,
you see?
Can you do a try again, then? Because it'd be nice to see if Rachel can just do it.
Oh, no, don't do it on me.
Yeah, come on, let's start on you.
I'll be worse than Dave.
What was your score, Dave?
1 minute 38.
OK, 1 minute 38 for Dave.
You do it.
What?
You do it.
I need to entertain the audience.
I'm having a particularly tired day today. I'll be rubbish at it.
You just get on with it and we'll carry on with the rest of the show. Right, so how do you feel that went, Dave?
Well, I think I comprehensively proved that actually my maths isn't as bad as you may think.
Right. Have you started, Rachel?
Not yet, no. Right. You just do it and then I'll tell you my thing at the end.
OK. She'll just go, what was Dave, 138? Yes, I was 137.
Oh, by the way, this is interesting because apparently some maths teachers texted in and they said that the way that I add up, i.e. if you gave me the sum of 15 plus 18,
yeah,
and the way that I do 15 plus 20 and then take off the 2,
yeah,
that's the way that kids are taught in school these days.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're right and we're wrong?
I guess, yes.
Well, then that's surely... What's up, Rachel?
You won't let me start.
Right, OK, so Rachel's struggling already. Well, that was good.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done.
Thanks. Someone here saying, that's poor, Dave. I can do it in 18 seconds. That's impossible,
can't
surely.
You can't do it in 18 seconds. Have you started, Rachel?
Yeah.
You have?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Oh, yeah, I have. Yeah.
Right. Dave, you might not have the slowest time out of you two.
I told you, I set a record.
Read them out, Rachel. What have you got?
No, I can't do two things at once.
Okay, then keep going. Maybe we shouldn't have gone for more brain training. We should have gone for just the simple brain training.
Weirdly, most women can do two or three things at once, except Rachel, because you're not typically female, are you?
Oh, I got one wrong.
Well, she got, oh, Dave, this could be good for you. Well, she's off. Two something two equals 1,014.
Oh, some people are asking when Birthday Corner's coming back.
Oh, yeah, the correct change game is the one we've got to play with you.
Oh, you see, I used to have a nightmare because I used to work in a pub. But we had an old-fashioned cash register that didn't tell you, you know, now, you know, any monkey can work in a shop or something because it tells you that you have to give back 41 pence change. But I used to have to add it up. And what I used to do is I used to purposely go with their money. I used to go behind the bar where I had a calculator, like where the spare gin and stuff was.
That's
and
terrible.
I used to add it up and then come back again.
Rachel, why are you laughing?
I think I must have done something wrong. I got a penalty. 2 minutes 41.
2 minutes 41?
No, that's because it said because I've got a penalty because I must have started late.
So hang on. 2 minutes 41 was your time.
That's because I've got a 1 minute 40 second penalty.
Right, I'm going to play record. I'm going to have a go. I've got to be able to beat your score.
That means statistically you're an idiot.
No.
Yeah. Right, Dave's in the lead. Rachel is last. I'll have a go during this record to do what I've got. Alpha Beat. What a load of rubbish. It's just DuckTales. This is what this song is. One, two, three, four.
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur.
Come on.
Might solve a mystery or rewrite history. DuckTales.
Woo!
Every day they're out there making DuckTales.
Woohoo! By the way, I did the brain training thing, maths, 1 minute 24. So.
Yes, but...
But Dave and Rachel are now making excuses that
no.
I had to read it out loud.
I had to read it and that takes longer.
No. I was producing the show.
I'll give you another go, don't worry. Come on!
Woo!
Every day they're out there making DuckTales.
Woo-hoo!
Tales of daring, do bad and good luck tales.
Woo-hoo!
Come on, here we go!
Stranger,
I know all the words.
What to do, describe.
Key change.
DuckTales.
Woohoo!
Check that little guitar.
Play it, Duck. Space Pirate. Tales of daring, do bad and good luck
tales. Woo-hoo. The danger, what's behind you? There's a stranger out to find you. What to do, just grab onto some DuckTales. Woo-hoo. See, even Dominic's now into it. Come on, Dom. This song is better than the actual song on the playlist. I'd rather hear DuckTales than Alphabet.
I like the danger line.
The danger, what's behind you? Woohoo!
I enjoyed that.
That was just for you. Who wants to do the maths test next? Dominic.
Okay.
Right. Do you want to do it after the news?
Yeah.
Do you want to do it talking? When you have to read the sum out, or just do it. Because apparently that slows you down.
It does slow you down.
What, when you're talking?
Yes.
I'll do it without talking, please.
Well, I'm going to have to
do it without talking?
I'm going to have a tea next to my time.
Why don't you do it during the news without talking, Dave?
Okay.
But this will go down as your second attempt.
No, that's not fair.
No, it is fair, because it is your second attempt.
Yeah, but you have to have a tea next to your talking time.
Fine.
Like wet lap on Top Gear?
Yeah.
What about me? I have
a love him. He's my favourite presenter.
Wet Lap.
Wet Lap.
Hello, I'm Wet Lap.
Hello, I'm Martin with Wet Lap, and welcome to Top Gear.
Wet Lap? I bet there's someone called Wet Lap.
My name is Wet Lap.
All right, well, during the news and sport, then, you can do it so you don't have to talk it out loud.
Okay, you're on.
Right?
Yeah, I take your challenge.
Okay, you have a time of 1:38 to beat, or Rachel's 2 minutes and 41 seconds.
I clearly did something wrong.
Mm.
Yeah. Tried to have a go, but he shouldn't have bothered.
I'm
anyway,
ready.
We'll do that later. Yes, if we can beat that time. Digital FM.
3 minutes past eight now.
So we have the brain training game. More brain training, in fact. And Dave is playing it. He scores us a reasonable 1:38 for his first go. Then Rachel did 2:41, and then I did 1:24.
Cool, that's quick, isn't it?
Dave said, though, because I wasn't reading out the sums, that made it quicker, so he wanted to have a re-go without reading out aloud what the sum was. He did it during the news and sport, and his time has changed. It's not 1:38, it was...
Well, if I tell you that I got a 57-second penalty from 1:40, giving me a total of 2:37.
What's this time penalties
thing? If you get stuff wrong, you get penalties, and then it has to be added on at the end.
Right.
But I have concluded from this that perhaps my brain works better
when
I talk.
Maybe it does.
Because the thing is, when I try and do it on my... I just panic.
Hmm. Right, do it now.
It's like an exam then, isn't it?
What, do the whole thing again?
Yeah, yeah. And we'll carry on talking.
Okay.
You're just going to do it mumble to yourself?
All
or...
right, I'll mumble. Right. Next.
Okay, so, far, Rachel has the slowest time. Rachel, by the way, remind you again, what does your mum do for a living?
She's a retired teacher
That's
now.
Right, she was a teacher then.
Does she teach maths by any chance, Rachel?
She taught everything.
Everything.
Just goes to show you that, you know, she should have stayed at home and nurtured her children like a good mother.
I'm just the more creative one in the family.
Yeah.
Right.
My brother's the mathematical one.
Right.
I don't know how to turn it on again.
What?
Oh, nearly gave me word scrabble.
What do you do?
Don't know.
There you go, start.
I had word scrabble once, it's horrible.
Indeed.
Yeah.
The thing is, Dave can't even get the machine turned on.
This is a worry, isn't it?
More. Press here to start. Here we go.
Right, okay.
3, 2.
What was Rachel's time?
1.
Again?
2 minutes 41.
Go. 28-something. 4 divided 7. 7 plus
9. 12.
Oh no! I've done it wrong again. No, that can't be right. Now can I start again?
No, because, no, no,
no. Keep
going. Because keep going. Keep going.
I won't be wrong.
Imagine you're in a car in the middle of a lap or something.
There are people texting and
doing
saying
maths.
8-year-olds are better than
well,
you.
Well, no, but you know what I mean? You can't just stop and start again. You've got to carry on.
The thing, I was trying to do mine so quick, it got to something like 5-something-1=6. And I'm like, minus. No, that's not... How can I get that wrong? Oh, God. 5-something-1=6. I put minus?
It's good for your brain, isn't it, I'd imagine.
No.
Is that what it is then? You just have to put like a plus or minus divide?
Yeah, so it'll say so 5 something up. 5 just equals 10, and you would put
plus. The missing symbol.
Right, exactly.
Right, okay.
Plus, times.
I don't know what it is.
14 minus 6, 8 minus 28 divided by 7. 28 divided by 7 equals 4? Yeah. Okay.
Is that it?
Stop the clock.
Here we go. Time.
Now, can I just say...
Just read it out. Read out your penalties.
Okay, time, 1 minute. Penalty, 40 seconds. Give me a grand total of 1 minute and 40 seconds.
That's
one
good.
1 minute 40 seconds. So, still the first time you did it was the fastest time.
But the thing is, though, that one of them I put down as a plus, but because I put the plus on a slight angle, it thought it was a multiplication sign. Is not as fast as
right,
me.
Right, Dominic and Carriage are in the next two records. Yep. They have a go, and we find out if Rachel really is the more thick one. In case you it's the devil chasing pavements, isn't it? More cracking. Right, it's 8:15 on Radio 1. Right? Nice one. So Carrie has now got the fastest score on the more brain training game, 1 minute 27. Then it's me at 1:38. No, sorry, me at 1:24.
Oh, so you're faster.
You're faster.
Oh, I'm faster then. I'm 1:24, Carrie's 1:27.
Ironically.
Hang on, is this not a huge irony, the fact that you can't work out where you come in the table?
Dave on 1:38, Dominic on 2 minutes, and then Rachel on 2:41.
I'm just making you all sound better.
Yeah.
There's a brand new purpose. Game, Dave, if you want to play the new game. Do you want to move on around the corner and have a little look at the new game?
If you wish.
All right, this is Dave. We're testing Dave's brain, but more importantly, his maths ability. Mm. Okay, so I want you to read everything out on the screen so you understand it.
Correct change.
Right.
Okay, look at the left screen and determine how much change is needed.
Right.
So, total amount, £2. Amount of money received... Oh, I see, right. Total amount, £2. Amount of money received, £5. Therefore, the change is... I'll touch the above button to continue...
Have you got it now?
No. How'd you start it? Three. More. More. More.
Touch select to give there.
Do you know, there are 5-year-old children in the country.
I know.
Go, Dave, you're a moron.
Start. Right, I'm on. Three, two, one.
Go!
£2, giving you £5, so you want a £3 change. Oh, you've got to pick it out with stupid coins.
Yeah,
one,
that's
two,
the whole
three.
Point. It's correct change.
Oh.
Select.
Oh, £1. They've given me a fiver, so £4 change.
Yeah, £4 coins.
One, two, three, four. Select. It's easy. £3.30 giving me a fiver, so they want £2.70 back.
Yeah, go yeah. on.
Don't tell
so,
him.
So, one, two, a 50 and a 20. Select. It says wrong.
Is that wrong? Really? Why would that be wrong?
Oh, £2.70. What did I say? 370.
You said 270.
Yeah, well, it is 270, isn't it?
Is
it? 330 from a fiver.
Have a look
170.
Again. 170.
150, 20, select. Still
if you're listening, Nicole, your dad's having a shocker.
150, they've given me a fiver, so they want 350 change. 1, 2, 3, and a 50, select.
This is going to be
515, and they've given me £6, so Dave's they want 75 pence back.
Dave's printing the money himself.
Select. No. 607, and they've given me £7. They want 93 pence. 50, 220s, a 5. What did I say? 93, 111. Select. Wrong again.
5220s and a 5. They want 93p.
Hand over the chain. 878, and they've given me 9 quid, so they want 12 pence.
From 878.
What did I...
£8.78, they give you what, £9? How much change are you giving them, Dave?
28 pence? 22 pence.
You should never, ever run a shop.
This is unbelievable.
One, two, select. I got it right, 7.04. They've given me 8 quid. So I need to give them 96 pence. 50, 220s, a fiver and a 1. Bingo. 6:47, they give me, so they want 53. Boing. Boom, boom, boom.
Let's read out some text messages. I'm 10, I did that brain game in 39 seconds, says Sarah. Chris, loving the show, just want to say my record on that game is 26 seconds. Game on, Dave, I can do this one in 21 seconds, says Sarah in Bristol. I completed correct change in 22 seconds. My record on change is 12.
Well, Here's you, shut up.
Oh, this
because
is
I've
great.
Set a new record. It
yes.
flashes.
I'm correct change, Dave. Your top score is now what?
Time used, 2 minutes one. Penalty, 1 minute 20. Gives me 3 minutes 21.
Wow, well done. 3 minutes 21. Let me just read out this text again. I completed correct change in 22 seconds.
That's impossible.
And that's 3 minutes and 21. I just need to add my score to the correct change game that we're playing in the studio this morning. Dave was 3:21, 3 minutes 21 seconds. What was mine, Rachel? 3:21 for Dave.
1:34.
1:34. Oh, I'm in the lead.
Wow, that's good.
Do you want to have a go, Dominic?
I was on the wrong speed, I think.
No, it's not the wrong speed. That gives you the result. That tells you your speed afterwards. You can't choose your speed.
Oh, I thought it was like in a sort of amateur and intermediate and advanced level.
That's what I thought.
Who's... Do you want to have a go?
Yeah.
Go quickly for the news.
Okay.
Yeah, whip round to Rachel's microphone and then you can have a go at the correct change game. I got two of them wrong, which means that the score can be even...
So you have to choose the coins?
Yes.
That's when it gets tricky.
Okay, more.
Yes.
More. Press start, more.
Okay, here we go. Look on the left-hand screen. It'll tell you how much it is and how much they give you. So...
£1.
Yeah.
Yeah, hand over the change. What, a pound?
No.
What do you mean?
No.
I was select... What? What does that mean?
What does it say on the digital
display?
Oh,
five. I see what you mean.
So
sorry.
You give them how much...
One, two... Oh, no, that's a 1p. Oh, rubbish.
Right, I take it back, Dave. You might not have the slowest time.
Sorry. Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Here we
By the
go.
Way, Dom, as well, if it says £3, you don't just put three... You could put five... no, six 50s instead of three £1 coins.
Thank you.
You can put five 50s if you want.
£1.80 there.
And they'll stand there waiting for a more change.
£1.70 there.
Sorry, I'll serve you. Can you go away, please? I'm waiting for my change.
Hand over change. Oh, now then.
This would be the funniest shop in the world.
I tell you what, though, if you were behind the counter, I'd be there. I'd get more money. I'd leave with more money than when I turned up. Anyway, results of Dominic's coming up.
Yep. Oh, I should
keep
be...
Keep playing.
All right.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is Radio 1.
Keep playing the game.
I'm 6:49 and it's given me... Oh, no, that's £7.
Right.
I thought that was...
So, 1p, 50p, go.
No, sorry, I understand now. So
1p, 50p.
51.
What, 51? Yeah, that's what I just did, though.
And then select.
Oh, no, I've just... Oh, I'm getting confused with my £50 and pounds.
Oh, you two have got to open a shop. I'll be there every day. Oh, so you've got some bread and milk and some...
£8, £8,
some
£8,
ham.
£8.
Yeah,
£8.
That will be £1.60.
All
right. Here's a £50 note. Now give you a pound coin.
It would be good, wouldn't it? Dave and Dom's Double D news agents.
God, it hurts your head, doesn't it?
Dominic's still going.
20. Twang, twang,
twang. Twang, twang. We've got to put you in a shop, you two.
Finish.
Here we go.
Right, did it in 14 seconds.
Yep.
And so total, like, you know, a minute.
What's your time?
3 minutes, 6 seconds.
3 minutes and 6 seconds.
Anyone that gets over 3 minutes can work in our shop.
Put me down for 5 minutes already.
Hey, Rachel's going to be manager S. You what?
3 minutes per customer.
It's really hard with the pounds.
Oh,
and the...
Dominic, we're going to rush on. There's three people here. We're going to be here for 20 minutes.
I got £5 you gave me. £3.24 is your change. Oh, that's hard.
It's £2.50 and he gave me £3, so I need to be giving you £17.23. Are you doing it now, Rachel?
Yeah.
Rachel's now on it. Let's see if she can work in your shop or not.
Let's do the news.
I'm going to do the news.
Okay.
Oh, my God, we've never done that before. The news jingle ran out. Okay, the news jingle is 1 minute 54. I've got time for the news. That means...
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.
Somebody just texted in saying you sound like a load of guys working at Northern Rock. Right, Kylie Minogue and WOW. We'll play Kelly Rowland and Work, the Freemasons record, coming up. Made Up News is on the way. Here's the real news. It's 8:32.
Newsbeat. And the main story. It's now 8:35.
Thank you, Dominic. Thank you, Carrie. And welcome to the Big Chart Show here on Hot Rock and Flamestroke 1FM. Sorry, Carrie, are we keeping you up again?
No, I just had a yawn.
She's just done the big... That's what I mean!
I can help.
Right, punishment. Get on that game and do the correct change game. Rachel's time, 2 minutes, 10 seconds. Carrie, you're on.
You've got 3 minutes, 20 to beat.
Carrie can go home, come back again, and then never go. She'd still beat your time.
What do you get, Dave?
Do you know what to do, Carrie?
3:21, wasn't it?
Carrie?
Yeah, I know what to do.
Right, so you don't need to. So no excuses, you can do it in one go.
So it's just coins, choose and select, yeah?
On the left-hand screen, it will show you like a till display, which will say £1.60, and underneath will be two coins.
Okay.
Or a £5 note. Mm. So therefore, you have to work out the change, then touch the amount of coins, then press select.
Okay. It's pretty straightforward.
Very straightforward.
3, 2, 1...
7-11-52-49-5. 7-11-52-49-6. 7-11-52-1.93. 5 and a 6 and £1.74.
12's your pound, 4's your ten.
They do, they have a certain language, don't they, sometimes?
Yes. Yeah, in tills.
Carrie's lips, right, tighten up together.
Like a cat's bottom.
They do, they really do, though. Look, look.
Cat's bottom. It is a cat's bottom.
Mm.
It's really weird.
Do you know what else women do in shops? If something costs £8.12, they'll say, oh, I've got the 12. I've never done that for my life.
Because it's helpful.
But I've never even thought to do that. Well,
oh, I do that.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's 8.12, I have the 12.
Yeah.
So what did that mean? You know that means they give them £8 and...
12 pence.
Yeah. Or they give them £10, 12 pence. I used to go into a shop where if something was £8.12, right, and I had a tenner and 12p.
Yeah.
If it was £8.12, I'd give them £10.12, and every time I did it, the guy behind the counter used to look at me as if to go, you just give me £2 extra, you're giving me way
too
much.
But you know, if it's 8.12...
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Any penalties?
Yeah, 1 minute 20.
1 minute 20. Whoa.
1 minute and then 20 penalty seconds.
All right, Rain Man.
1 minute 20, which means on that game, Carrie is in the lead.
Yes.
It goes Carrie 1:20, me 1:34, Rachel 2:10, Dominic 3:06, and Dave 3:21.
High five,
seconds.
Dave.
Put it there, partner.
There you go.
I want to find another game on there for you because I'm very excited. Do you want to do some made-up news
now?
Yes,
please.
All right, here we go. Live from the made-up news. Is it Teo Cruz? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Come on, girl. Come on, girl. Come on, girl. Come on, girl. People shout at the park when they're taking the dog for a walk. I just played the correct change game on the more memory game brain thing that we were playing earlier on the Nintendo. Your score, Dave, was 3 minutes 21. Yep. I've just done it in 33 seconds.
Are you sure you're doing the same test?
I was sat next to you. You watched me do it. Did not try and get out of it. Dominic, 33 seconds. Boy!
You're even more competitive than Carrie sometimes.
Yeah.
No, I'm only competitive when I win. When I'm second, I don't care. It's just a game. Dominic, do you want to have another go?
No, because I'm rubbish, and I'd do it in, like, half an hour or something.
Change is not my thing.
Yeah.
You're trying to beat me? Come on, bring it on, woman. That's right. Bring your pony, right, down to my area. That sounds wrong.
Yeah. What do you mean? Bring your pony down to my area.
Yeah, it was a big hit for Iron Maiden years ago.
Hmm.
Bring your pony.
What game's this?
Correct change, my love. Bring it on, woman. You cannot beat me. You cannot beat me. Attention! Jump, jump, 20, 20, 10, 10, 5, 5, pound, pound.
Ready?
Ready?
Yep.
Go.
You play, Carrie?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go, let's go. Carrie's off.
Let's do it, let's do it, yeah,
let's do it. Don't get any wrong, Carrie, you might make a mistake. Move, move. I trained for this. This is what I was born to do. Give out correct change.
Correct change!
All right, slow down, Carrie.
Look at the face.
She got any wrong yet? Rachel, put her off, Rachel.
The mouth of a cat's bottom.
No, don't!
Oh.
Oh. Keep going, Carrie. Come on, Carrie, you might get second place. Correct change now.
Oh.
It means that I can't work in Dominic and Dave's shop, in case you missed earlier. Dominic and Dave can't give out correct change. Which means if they ever open a shop, you've got to go there, you'll end up with more money than when you walked in.
In order to work in our shop, you have to get a correct change score of higher than 3 minutes.
Our catchphrase is never knowingly properly charged.
Here we go.
52 seconds, but you tickled me.
1 minute 32. 1 minute 32.
All right, that's slow, coach.
With time penalties.
I didn't have any time penalties. I didn't get one wrong, my love. That's right. That's right. I may be thicko, but when it comes to giving people change, I don't lie.
But I was tickled. That hence getting one wrong.
Whatever.
Oh, look at your face. It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Looking grumpy. In fact, she's so peed off, she just broke the game.
Yeah.
Look at the look of the face and the look.
Tom is in for a life of fun, isn't he?
I haven't seen her that angry since Longman tried to break into a room at that hotel.
In Newquay.
I thought he got the reception to let him in.
What is that?
I think he did.
No, he actually had the other key.
Right.
All right.
No, joking.
Adrian! Newsman!
Adrian Pearce,
where's my playlist?
Adrian!
Where's the duration on this clip? All private jokes, but if you weren't, so you'd find those hilarious.
Yeah, very funny.
Hey, I've got a reply from Chappers, by the way, about the person that heard him on the train. But I'll play that for the news. Yes, 33 seconds.
Digital. FM.
Online.
So I started playing the Robin record, and I'm trying to set up an account for Dominic on the brain game, right? And it's to work out your brain age or whatever, you've got to do a simple test, which ain't that simple, really. Well, it depends what you get. Anyway, he's still on it, and that's about 4 minutes ago.
What was your brain age?
Oh, 41.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yours is 63. Alan has a brain of a two-year-old. What?
I haven't finished yet.
You're still going?
Yeah.
What is it?
I've got it yet.
It says gold.
What are you subtracting?
56.
Are you on 56?
Yeah.
Did you start again?
Yeah, well, it's kind of threw me
back to the menu page. Should have done that?
No.
Right.
You're meant to be... You're subtracting numbers now?
Yes.
Subtracting what?
That's right. Shush. 57.
57?
Shush.
Minus what?
49. Shush. 41.
8.
Oh, so 8 then.
41. 30. What's that, 32? No. Oh, no. 30, oh, no.
33.
Shush.
45.
49. It's not 33. I've just written down 33. 49.
I mean, it is.
49.
Right, 33, 25. You kind of go down in...
He doesn't understand my writing.
You go down in eights.
I can't do it.
Oh, you can't. You've got to finish it. Oh, it have a brain age of 117.
Right,
like a dinosaur.
What's
take
that
away. Like? What do you have to take away? 8 from what number?
Shh, hang on.
We'll help you.
I know. No, don't help me.
We'll cheat. Come on.
Okay, hang on. Whoa, there.
What's the number?
Hang on.
What do we? Hang on.
49.
Right, so 41.
Hang on.
41.
Hang on. It's throwing me
41,
back.
41. 33.
Don't I'm
25,
scared.
25. 17.
Hang on. Right, 65.
And 9.
He's gone back.
I don't
65.
Understand the game.
You 65. Go backwards in 8. You go
backwards in 8.
Well, you take a number and you take 8 away.
73.
So minus 8. 73 minus 8.
65.
65.
Right. 65.
Yeah, so now we're on.
57.
That's what I've just said.
Right. Then 40. 39.
49.
41.
41.
33.
Yeah.
25.
Yeah.
17. 9.
Done.
Oh, what's the point?
There you go.
1. Brain age, 22.
No, it's not.
Good game. Good game. Enjoy
what's
that.
What's your brain age? What did he get?
It's just going through.
Yeah, it's still trying to work it out.
Mm.
You are clinically...
No. You have the brain age of a dead person.
Oh, Tom.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Sorry,
hello.
It's Dave being very slow.
Oh, there you go.
So he texts inside of Thomas and says, hang on again, I'm going to hang him. What is it? Hang on. No, tell me what it is. Hang on.
Were you born, Dom? 51.
72. Shut up.
You what, have you done it?
No, you have to put your date of birth in, apparently.
Oh, God,
well,
this is painful.
You're starting again.
No, that's what it's...
Oh, just leave.
You guys are crap. What's the point of doing all of that for you and then press the wrong button?
Don't put me in.
What did it say your brain age was?
It didn't say. It genuinely didn't say. I reckon it's about 28. It didn't say anything.
Do you know what? I'm going to make you do it again.
No, I'm rubbish.
I'm going to make you do it again. Plot Barty. No, let's play it. Kanye West. 3 minutes 23. Start again. See how thick Dominic is.
Dominic Byrne. Newsreader. Husband. Father of two. Brain age 80.
Maybe we could start again.
Good morning, everybody. Here is the news.
So, I've built this up a little bit too much.